A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Crescendo. The auction at the Eberhardt and Associates Museum is quickly coming to a close. Will the trio of Skip, Jen, and Anarchy be able to execute their overly complex and well-thought-out heist? Or will their treacherous task be discovered by Nar Shaddaa's underworld and they will have to face a very violent end?
The lights zoom in and they like do the back and forth thing that they do for some displays, and music kicks up and a song comes on and Skip sings.
Pull together.
We are shivering with anticipation.
He's like, this one is from not me to you. And the music swells and he goes, oh, that mock shock. He's a douchebag. And he's afraid of the night. Just a wimp is that mock shock's bag with his eyes all upright. And Mock Shock's men are all douchebags with big pillows for their heads. And they're laid out in their sleeping bags. But in the morning, they wind up dead. Oh, the madam, such a beautiful lady, at her feet is Nar Shaddaa, someone sneaking around that corner. Is that someone? Mock Shock from a speeder. This is the signal by the museum, don't you know? A meter speeder's cruising, aiming for the doors. Just a speeder aiming straight at Mock Shock. It's a gift from the madam and everyone. I would like to just color that while I was singing that, I've taken the box, pushed the button that allows the gem to slide into its back holding place that we had described earlier, and I give the box to Mock. I literally walk up and present the box to Mock Shock while singing.
Okay, so that was
singing
part
that
of...
very flattering song.
Yes. As you're walking up with that box, you just see him just gritting his teeth, and he wants to rip your head off for singing such an insulting song to his face. But, you know, he's trying to be respectable in this moment, and he takes it and he just stares at you as you sing, and you just hear him just say just quietly so you can hear it.
You're going to pay for this.
It's not me. Remember, I told you. We're good, right? Finger guns, friend.
Finger gun friends. That's a t-shirt waiting to happen.
Yes. As he hits that last note, there is just a deafening explosion as a cement truck, hover cement truck, whatever it's called, goes slamming through the front doors of the Eberhardt Museum. And there's just this older building that was not built to be attacked by a cement truck.
You are, actually. There's not a lot of cement trucks.
It's true. And it just the front side of this museum is crumbling. There are people screaming and yelling, and as this chaos just gets louder and louder. You start seeing Mokshok's guys start pulling out guns, and then almost every member of the wait staff starts pulling out a weapon as well. You hear just hundreds of slug throwers and other weapons just clicking as everyone's loading their gun, getting ready, not knowing what's going on as they all assume someone's coming to kill them.
I would like to hop on the comms and say, "Anarchy, pull the fire alarm."
This yelling and screaming happens. Jen, your premonition occurs again, but you realize it's actually happening now. That the skylight is just shattered and glass is raining down. So we have the explosion of the cement truck. We have glass raining down. And jumping down from the roof is a figure dressed all in black. They have a long sweeping cape behind them. Head is completely covered. It's like, I'm trying to figure who has a mask like this that I can think of.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I'll go with that. We'll say almost like, I'm not exactly, but a full-on headpiece where you can't see their identity, and they just land and they start to speak. And Jen recognizes the voice as the person they were talking to on the phone.
"Ladies and gentlemen, you've eaten far too well. You've eaten Nar Shaddaa's wealth and spirit. Your feast is nearly over. From this moment on, none of you will ever be safe again. You will never escape me. Your bullets do not harm me. Nothing harms me. But I know pain. I know pain very well. And sometimes, I share it. I share it with people like you."
And he starts throwing these small bladed projectiles at the high bidding tables.
"Oh, whatever, you're just reading a speech. You didn't even say that off the top of your head."
I would like to do two things in this moment as Skip starts to berate this entrance. I would like to wrap one arm around Skip's waist and drag him away.
"Oh, we need to get to Neslia."
Simultaneously yelling at Nala to start getting the people out of here.
So,
because all those guns are pointed in and all of the normal people are on the outside of that. I just want them to go. I don't care about the rest. Well, I care about Skip. That's why he's in my arms.
"Oh, thank you. I care about you too, Jen. It's been a wild 3 days, hasn't it?"
"Yes, it's been an interesting
We haven't even slept together. It's amazing."
It's a lot for Skip. It's a lot.
And I'm back with Anarchy. Fire alarms, please, just to move these people out of here.
"I really blame myself, Jen. I'm not normally up to my snuff on this sort of game. I would have had your pants off in a heartbeat, but I was burned most recently in a big Purgle flight, and she turned out to be the bad guy, and you're not the bad guy, right, Jen?"
"Haven't proven otherwise."
"That's good. Let's get to Neslia. I have a gift for her."
Sure, so...
I'm still got my arm around you because I don't want you to walk towards the pointed projectile.
Yeah.
Skip is just dragging you across the stage.
Skip is just brawn of one, walking in the other direction, but he's literally moonwalking backwards because he has no control over it.
It's Rogue One right here. The Force is with him, and he's one with the Force. He's just walking by. His bullets and blades are flying back and forth, and he is perfectly oblivious to it.
I was given two jobs, technically. I was going to say one job, but two jobs. Keep Skip alive. Keep Anarchy alive. I can do one right now. We're going to figure out the other later.
All right, so I need one roll. It could be a team roll from Skip and Leslie to see if you get to Neslia without getting hit by any shrapnel or collateral fire. So,
can I flip a light side point? I will not apologize for this because this is personal. I would like to have galvanized Nala into getting the normal patrons out.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, the fire. Yeah, she has pulled the emergency alarm and.
"Will all patrons make their way to the nearest emergency exit? Please refrain from looting and have a nice day. Will all patrons make their way to the nearest emergency exit? Please refrain from looting and have a nice day. Emergency. Emergency. Make your way to the nearest exit. Emergency. Emergency. Make your way to the nearest exit. Sir, please put that down and refrain from looting. Emergency. Emergency. Make your way to the nearest exit. To the red-headed Rodian with an eye patch, I see you. Please put that back. Put it back. Do it. Emergency. Emergency. Make your way to the nearest exit. Someone stop that crusty bearded man. He's setting fire to the hydrangeas. Emergency. Emergency. Make your way to the near... Oh, Carabast, I gotta get out of here. Have a nice day.
You see that the other people, the non-combatants, are trying to make their way out, but all the, you know, hired guns and all that kind of stuff, they're paid to be here, so they're staying, and the gunfire is happening. Everyone is kind of just shooting at everyone because nobody knows who the heck is responsible for the cement truck, who the guy in black is, and it's just chaos. Yeah, the innocent people waiting, any of the waiting staff that wasn't a hired gun or any of the people who are just watching, they have fled. As they are pouring out, it's just this mass confusion of a swarm of people trying to swim up the stream of gaunt droids. They're trying to make their way in to the museum. It's just this pushing and shoving. People are running across the top of the gaunt droids because they're rolling really well on their athletics and coordination rolls. So they're just going right across the top. Some people are using just their athletics to push through. They're using all their different skills to get by. It's pretty impressive, all the rolls that are happening off screen right now.
There is that one lady who charmed the gaunt droid into stepping out of the way so she and her brother could get through.
Exactly. There's some little kid who rolled really well on computers, and he's writing his own gaunt droid out now. He took one over for himself. It's a really cute scene.
Not to make y'all's roll harder, but the second that mystery person finishes their speech, I'm firing off the berserk rounds.
Okay.
Like so, towards the end of Skip Song, I would have told you both, like, hey, put on your rebreathers.
Breathers.
I'm not going to take anything Anarchy says in that kind of sing-song, I'm about to do something tone, lightly. So, rebreather is on.
Yeah.
And per Jed's instructions, I'll probably just like hop on the loudspeakers, kind of control the system, and I'll just be like, hey, there's a light show about to go off. If you don't want to be history like the rest of the things in this museum, you should get the F out of Dodge.
Yes, so then the gaunt droids kind of, what does it look like with the berserkers? Are they actual explosions, or are they just like smoke bombs where smoke starts billowing out?
They're smoke bombs, like because I hit them inside the mouse droids, at least the berserker ones. So I think, you know, as everybody's like pulling their guns out, you know, kind of like the side panels burst off the mouse droids, and like, you know, whatever that main floor area is just starts getting like covered in this red smoke, almost like that Scarlet Witch type dense like fog.
So does this work kind of like the crazy darts from Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Yes, essentially. So we can actually have that this gas is what causes the gunfire to start, because everyone is pointing guns and all of a sudden this red smoke starts filling the room, and you can just, it's that cool movie moment where it starts zooming in on people's eyes and they all get dilated because they're getting super intense. And then you just hear gunshots and gunshots. Little ninja star thingies are being thrown, and yeah, it is chaos. And two people are trying to make their way over to Nezula, who is
I'm also... not trying to make my way over there. Skip is, though.
Skip is okay. Skip is on his own, so Skip's got to make a roll to see how well he gets over there.
No, because Jen has control of me. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like, that's
you better tell me why saying, you want to go to her.
Oh, we need to give her this gem.
The gem that you already put in her purse. Or the gem that you just gave to Mokshok?
Did I put a purse in a gem? I don't recall doing that.
You did. Yep. Can I get you to safety now?
Yes, of course.
And that kid, he says, yes, of course, stops pulling. And I just kind of heave him around and shove him behind the stage. And it's one of those things where I shove him back and down. And I kind of crouch down, hand on his back, and just kind of peeking around, trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm going to yell out to Mokshok.
Run.
No, I'm going to be like, she's pulling me away, Mokshok. She's with Neslia. I think the box is empty.
Gonna kill me. Okay.
He doesn't even know who you are.
So, well, he's known that she's been standing there on the stage all day.
But, with you. Yeah. As you're being apparently threatened.
She came in and did the thing and then left, right?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would like to make some sort of check to convince... Well, because it is true. The box is empty and Neslia has the gem. I want to charm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because right now his priority was starting to kill people around him. So you want to get through him to get him to check that box so he turns his rage towards Neslia, correct?
Wouldn't exactly. He be crazy too right now, though?
Oh, that's what so I'm saying. Crazy.
Yeah, he's yeah, okay. He's already an intense
crazy.
Yeah, he's already an intense individual, and now he's been turned up to 11 by the bombs. So
I just want to make one check.
Sure.
Crazy, man.
So this would be against...
But don't go crazy. Wear your rebreather.
Would this be against his discipline or...
Yes.
Typically, yes.
All right. So let me see. All right. So typically, he has two yellow and a green for discipline. So I'm going to say yes. That'd be two red and a purple. Mm-hmm. I'm going to... add two black because of the berserker bombs, and I'm going to go ahead and just flip it, the dark side point, because we haven't really done any with them. So it's going to be three reds and two blacks against whatever you're able to roll at me.
Okay, I wipe out one of the blacks with Kill with Kindness, okay. And I will roll. I have a success and three advantages.
Damn,
what even? Nice.
All right, so yeah. Through this,
I do roll four yellows and a green, and
I was pulling for a despair.
I knew you were gonna succeed. I thought it was gonna be a despair because I was like prepared for him to look at the box and then blame you and rush you. But say,
just shoot me flat out, yeah. And believe Skip, you know,
exactly. So, yeah, through this haze of all the screaming and yelling, it's like Skip's voice just rings true to Mokshok, and he stops for a second, looks, opens the box. And sees that it's empty and looks at Skip and sees him as he's getting pulled away to see him mouthing, Neslia did it. And he just goes, just drops the box and just starts running through, like just pushing and ripping through people trying to get to Neslia, who is just trying to.
Reminder, Jen, we should get that box back. I liked it. It was so fancy.
Yeah, Chubbles does good work. Maybe we can just get him to make you another one if we survive this.
Oh, that's an even better idea.
You're taking him off planet with you anyway. He can make one on the flight.
He was one of the people added to the commune.
Exactly.
The artisanal commune.
Yeah, you got the inventor and a jeweler going with you. This is a good time.
And the jeweler's comedian's son.
So I have one question for, like two questions right now for Anarchy. One, did you remember to give Harl a rebreather?
I'm sure I did.
Okay. I'll trust you.
This flipped light side point says you did.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. I wouldn't make you do it. Okay. Because if
not,
I was going
to... Did you want the light side for the people getting out safely?
No, that's a logical story thing.
Yeah, I feel like they would have been able to. I confined the gas to just the auction floor, so it's not like...
That's
it's seeping
the PG-13 nature of this show.
And I have this great mental image of all of the people flood out, and right before the mouse droids, you've got like the group of the bidders, us on the stage, and then you've got like the ring of the waiters with their guns all pointed in, and then outside the ring of the waiters, a ring of gonk droids. And then rolling through the feet of the gonk droids are the mouse droids, and all of a sudden, and crazy pants.
So then the other thing is for Anarchy, how are you going to get the aptly named Bonk Droid so you can actually hack into it? Because it is hardwired, not connected to a HoloNet.
I mean, once that starts popping off, I think I will ditch my off and start making my way. But, you know, staying on brand with our Chekhov's rifles, plural, I'm going to activate those animatronic sculptures to go and block the exits to the auction room.
Okay. God damn it. I forgot those. Okay. So like something out of a Tim Burton movie, these hastily made from random garbage and discarded construction.
Artistically made, excuse you. This was an artistic endeavor.
It was artistic. It was just made from random garbage and, like, I'd imagine, like, construction, you know, extra pieces and stuff. These crazy, nightmarish, mechanical, prehistoric, Nar Shaddaian creatures start stumbling out of their enclosures. We hear that little plexiglass that kept them safe shatter as they walk through it. And yeah, there's just now more screaming as people have no idea what's going on.
I'm just, Anarchy's walking down the hallway in dramatic slow-mo as the glass shatters behind her and the critters just start rolling down the hall.
Yes. So the bonk droid would have some probably emergency protocol.
Wait, which bonk droid do you mean? Because there is bank bonk droid and bomb gonk droid.
Well, that'd be bonk. Well, I guess it'd be harder. Bonk. I was saying bank gonk droid. Bonk. That'd be bonk. Bomp.
The bomb.
Is the bomb droid. I'm like talking bonk. About bonk, the bank
Who
droid.
Who put the bonk okay. in the bonk? Bonk the gonk.
Okay, so yes, not the one with the bomb in it, the one with the that has the codes for these people's bank accounts. That's was trying to make its way over to a bank to deposit these funds or whatever. So as this is going on, how are you going to locate this thing in all this chaos and anarchy?
I probably like put a little like system ping on the bank gonk droid.
Mm-hmm.
But also the bomb one, just so I make sure they don't go near each other.
Well, I would imagine it would kind of be like you could almost control or see all the pings of all the other gonk droids, except for this one. It would be the one that you can't control. So it would be one of those. Yeah.
The fungus among us.
Yeah, exactly. One of those things is not like the other.
So. I'm also picturing them like normal gonk droids, and then the I'm picturing it like actually ATM sized, like a Coke.
Oh, yeah, I'd say, yeah. It's probably a size and a half bigger than the other ones. Yeah, let's have...
I mean, I'll do a check for it to be, like, almost, like, have the gonk droids, like, shepherd the ATM gonk droid.
Yeah, I'd assume, yeah, maybe you notice that the guards are with the bonk droid. Yeah, so give me a roll to get over to it, and then a roll to try to control it. So how would you get through this crowd and not get hit by any shrapnel? What would be your best move?
My best move, let me see. I feel like my best move might be... could I do a warfare?
Yeah.
Like move in such a way that I know that the trajectory is unlikely to hit me?
Yeah, and I will give you... how many of those dinosaur things did you have? Like three, four?
Yeah, I had three.
Okay, I'll give you three blue as well, because those things could probably act as like shrapnel guards for you. It's like an armed escort as you're walking through this. Like some space Moses in the space Red Sea.
Let my credits go, Dwayne.
And yeah, we'll just make that a three purple check versus whatever you're rolling.
Right on.
With no issue with those four successes and an advantage, Anarchy gets through the
Anarchy crowd. Is a perfect credit score.
As far as the banks are concerned.
Yeah, I would say that with those successes, that's enough to have your dinosaur droids actually take care of Jaegor and Bull. So you don't have to deal with them protecting it. They were, I don't know, pushed over by a mastodon, picked up by a triceratops or whatever thing these dinosaurs are. So
I was thinking a mammoth.
Yeah, a mammoth. There's something a mammoth. That they can wrap it up in its tusk or the thing and lift the other one up. And now you just give me one computer's check against the bank droid, and let me see what the stat. What they actually had stats for this thing. All right, that's going to be two red and two purple, and I'm going to go ahead and flip to give you three red and a purple.
All right,
and I'm going to give you a black because of all the explosions and all the chaos around you. So three red, a purple, and a black against your computers.
Two success, a threat, and a triumph.
What? Okay. All right.
You're just jealous.
I am. I never get a roll like this when I play. All right, so.
How many Chekhov's rifles did I set up?
You did have a lot going on here. All right, so with the two successes and a triumph, I will definitely say you're not only able to get the money that is allocated for the bids that they put. If you want the triumph to be, you can actually have access to all the bidders' accounts.
Oh, yeah.
So then if you want, you could drain their accounts completely, or you can just keep a tab on their account. It's up to you. If you want to drain them completely, we can figure out how much you get from them later, because these are five.
I mean, I'll drain them completely. I didn't put all this work to let people walk out of this museum.
All right. That's something we'll have to figure that out after the story, then, how much you get. But yes, these are going to be some very pissed off mob bosses when they realize they have no money.
I mean, dead men tell no tales and also cash no checks, so. Better me have those credits to Nar Shaddaa.
So yeah, so you can step away from that little bonk droid. At that point, Harl comes running up to you, Anarchy, and goes,
"What is going on here? This is crazy."
Harl, how's your arm?
I still have both of them.
No, like, how are you? Like, how are you at throwing things?
I'm pretty good. I don't know, what was there, like a sport they play in Star Wars? Do they have like a blitz ball or some nonsense like that?
I always say blitz ball, just blitz because ball. That seems.
Yeah, I'm actually 2 years varsity on the blitz ball team at school. Why, you want to play blitz ball after all this?
This is about to be the coolest moment of your life, but you can't tell anyone.
Oh, I'm not getting a droid head? What's happening?
I'm so glad Jen does not know this is happening.
Yeah, what Jen doesn't know can't hurt her. Is there a group of guards around FR3Z?
Yeah, I would say, because this stuff wouldn't affect FR3Z, because, you know, he's not breathing it, and he can't absorb it into pores he doesn't have. So even if that was the case, it wouldn't be it. So yeah, I would say FR3Z is trying to get through the crowd with the porg. They have nobody with them because his people don't have a breather, so he's just trying to get through, maybe through a back or side door. So he doesn't have anybody with him, but they're moving farther and farther away. They're trying to move away from the chaos, where you guys are going, I assume, through the front door that you made the big hole through.
I mean, I've got eyes on FR3Z and the porg.
I'm just trying to figure out, where are you right now? Are you
heading towards the front through the big hole with R? Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so you're probably going that way. So yeah, if you're going through the front, he's probably going to one of those side or back ways. So he's getting across the room from you. So it would be a bit of a throw, but yeah, he's still within throwing distance.
All right, no, he's just a kid. Even I can't make him do this.
Thank you.
Just for you, Jen.
Come on, we still have two light side points.
So I might flip one for me. I'm going to try. No, you know, because I do have an EMP, so that's not going to hurt the poor. It's not like I'm making Harl commit murder. I'm going to hand Harl the EMP and instruct him to throw it at FR3Z.
Okay. I don't really have stats for Harl.
Well, you said that he is good at throwing, so I would assume that he's remarkably agile, because that would be ranged light.
Yeah, agile, so based.
Maybe a rank, because he's got experience.
Yeah, I'd say
two, because of 2 years.
Yeah,
anyone can throw better than Anarchy. So,
yeah, what do you have, Anarchy, for yours?
What my agility?
If it's
I have three red and not three red. Oh gosh, three green.
Okay, so
you automatically I'll have three red for all thrown objects.
I'll give him two yellow for 2 years of varsity, two green because, well, we'll say three green because he'd say he have three agility because he's probably an agile guy. And then I'll give him one blue because he's super, super, super excited, and a black because there's so much going on right now. And then distance be three purple. All right. So two yellow, a green, and a blue, three purple, and a black. All right, Harl.
All right.
Yeah, so Harl just takes the grenade, and like you just see the biggest smile on this kid's face. This is a day of dreams for him. He got to drive a cement truck. He's getting to throw a grenade. This is the best night ever. And he just takes it, and he takes one step back, eyeballs the FR3Z, and I imagine Blitzball is like some sort of football, so he's going to be quarterback here. Just steps back and throws it perfect spiral, and it just hits FR3Z right in the dome.
But I want to flip a dark side to light side point that he didn't push the button to activate it.
Okay. I'll allow it.
So can we just do the damage that would happen from a
from throwing a metal ball at him? Yeah, he'll have like 3 damage, I guess, or whatever. So yeah, he throws it and he goes clang, and FR3Z stops waiting for something to happen. Nothing happens, and he turns and he looks back over at Harl. He sees Anarchy there, and you can just see his eyes that are just glow the brightest red as he just stares at Anarchy and turns away and is rushing the Porg out one of the back exits of this building. On all 3 of your communicators, you hear Lo's voice going,
Hey, gang. It's getting a little messy out here. Do we want to maybe wrap things up? You know, because the law enforcement types are going to be here any minute, so we should get moving.
Did Anarchy do it? Ask her. Did she get the stuff? The monies?
Anarchy.
I have the money, but I am in hot pursuit of another prize.
Send Harl out.
Why? Harl! Go, Harl! Did you know he played blitzball for 2 years in high school?
I'm afraid I stopped listening most of the time when he starts talking.
Oh, he's a nice kid. Yes, Lo, I'm here. I'm in. I will sit in the passenger seat. Yes.
Okay. So, do we have Jen and Skip heading out? What's happening?
Jen's not going to leave yet.
Okay. What's happening?
Because
already at the cabin.
Yeah, she is 100% fine with Skip leaving. Okay. She wants to know what Anarchy is hotly pursuing.
Sure. So when Skip makes his way out, he'll be able to, through the chaos, you see Lowe's cab just hovering a little bit higher above the crowd, and he just reaches down and pulls up Skip and goes,
What could you have possibly been doing in that?
Oh, I sang a song. It was really good.
Where is everyone else?
Oh, I don't know. They'll be along shortly, I don't doubt.
I would have said to Harl to, like, go join Skip.
Oh, Harl would not want to go. He'd be...
I'm sorry I didn't push the button. I've never thrown a grenade before. You didn't tell me I had to push a button or anything. Do you have another one? I can hit him. I swear I can hit him again.
No, you're fine. It's okay. It's good practice. This is personal.
Mark an experience.
I can help you. What are we going to do? Let's go get the droid. I want my droid hand. You promised me a droid hand, Anarchy. Are you a liar?
I am, but you'll get your droid hand later.
Then come on, let's go. If I don't get it, you don't get the droid either. It's gone. He's already going to be at the back door. You're going to get shot.
Here, you know what? You brought up a good point. You go join Skip and Lore and have them pick me up around the back.
I don't want you to die.
It's okay. She's got a gen.
I'm literally immortal.
You see his eyes go big because at this point, he doesn't know what to believe.
Okay. Okay, we'll meet you around back.
And he just go, yeah. He'll just go running off. So, Jen, you get up to Anarchy.
Oh, I wasn't going to Anarchy. I just wanted to know what she was doing.
Okay, yeah, you can see fine. If you're looking across the crowd, you see Harl run away from Anarchy, heading towards the big hole he made. And where does Anarchy head?
I'm going right after FR3Z.
All right. So you are trying to get through this crowd. How long does the Berserker juice last? Is it like a 5-minute thing, a 10-minute thing? Are these people permanently scarred for life?
I say 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
I guess 5, because the face melter was like around 2 minutes, I think we said.
Yeah. Okay. So it's been...
What?
What?
2 minutes of face melting?
Well, that's how active the gas is. If you walked into the room for 2 minutes after it went off.
It's the worst face penalty would melt box ever.
Indiana Jones.
Your face would melt faster than 2 minutes. It's just the gas would
be active. It lingers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a few seconds for your face to melt. It's just there for a few minutes.
That makes it so much better.
Don't blame me. Blame the Bog Witch.
Not my recipe.
All right, feel like it must have been, Dwayne, seeing what seat you sit in.
I'm just a humble shepherd in this thing. I'm just trying to keep us on the track.
A track?
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like anymore. I don't know about you.
So, all right, Anarchy, if you're going to get through the crowd, it's going to be, you could flip a light side to get through it if you want. But,
sure.
Okay. You flip to the light side. You can see that a lot of people are been shot. People are hurt on the ground. The man in black has disappeared. He's gone. Noose and Jaw are just under a table. They got like five of those little throwing stars in their chest, one in Noose's eye. It's just, there's arguing about whose fault it is, why they got hit. Mokshok is just still in a rage because he's already an angry guy to begin with. He's just beating people who are unconscious on the ground. He's just mad. Kawafi and Nezle have left the building. You don't see either of them. You get to the behind the stage, to this back kind of behind stage loading area where there's these crates and things. And you see at the end of the ramp, FR3Z is making some sort of communication, calling over for a car or something to come get them because they need to get out of there. But there's so much traffic and chaos from the explosions, from the hundreds of gaunt droids that are probably still walking circles around this building for whatever reason. It's just chaos. And he's waiting for his, you know, his Uber to pick him up.
Quick question.
Yeah.
As I'm making my way through this, this kill zone, essentially, can I toss my last remaining plasma grenades at, Moloch, Noose, and Jaw?
Mo, you want to kill Mokshok, Noose, and Jaw?
I mean, you know, if you, there's a power vacuum, an enterprising sort might be able to fill it.
Sure, if that's what you want to do. I mean, I don't know how much damage they do, but they probably definitely kill Noose and Jaw. Mokshok is pretty sturdy. It's probably going to probably wreck him, but it may not kill him. But yeah, you can.
I mean, I have two.
Okay.
And Bomb Droid is still up. So
sure. As you're going through there, we see Noose and Jaw arguing about whose fault it is. They're complaining. And then comically, something lands between their legs. They look down and they just hear that beep, 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 beep. And then the table they're on, we step back and the table just flips over.
I mean, it's plasma. So I think that it just melts that area.
I assume to be like a radiating heat thing. So, a little puff of plasma energy, just poof, and that's the end of those guys. And, you throw the grenade at Mokshok, it hits him and just knocks him clean into a wall. He's just burns all over his body. He's unconscious on the ground. But you can still see just some breathing from him, but he is definitely laid out pretty bad. You get to the loading dock, and FR3Z hears you, because I assume you're not being super stealthy.
No.
And he just turns and looks at you.
I knew it wasn't the two heads. They were never competent enough to pull off something like this, to sidle inside me like this. You're the one who has invaded my mind.
I'll just do like a flourish. Bells jangling.
So, what is it that you actually want from me? Do you want my secrets? How I keep my dearest pork alive? Do you want my knowledge? I will not work for you. That is not something I do. I am no being servant.
I mean, I probably got the mask on still, so I think using the voice modulator, I think I'll just be like,
"The Borg is irrelevant, and you will give me whatever I desire.
And I think I'll try to go for the hard shutdown to the system.
Sure. Okay. So, let me see. I actually had computer mental combat rules. So I figured this would happen.
Ooh.
My surprised face. Like this is something anarchy does.
So we're just going to go basically best out of three. You roll your computer, I roll his computer. And it's like initiative. Whoever has the best roll wins. We'll do best out of three.
Cool.
All right.
So do you want me to roll against his computer or just roll straight?
No, just computers? Roll your straight and whatever you get against whatever he gets. It's like we're rolling initiative.
Okay.
What?
And I will tell you that I still have another triumph. I've been holding on to it since like two sessions ago.
Okay, so unless he can somehow match this with the double triumph, I might say this is over after one freaking round. Because you just rolled five successes, three advantages, and a triumph.
Six. Right,
no, six successes.
Six, I'm sorry, I counted wrong. It's just all right. Yeah. Well, this is anticlimactic. I thought we'd go back and forth at least twice. But I would say with that triumph, if you want to use your other triumph, it is like in this mental, this landscape of everything cuts away and we're in like in the old 1990s world of CGI computers, like reboot, we see FR3Z, but not the little droid, but he's like this massive like mecha looking thing in this cyber zone. So how does anarchy in this cyber form take it down? FR3Z, is it just like I punch through his face or rip out his heart? What is it?
No, I think it's like Mr. Sinister, like it's just like tendrils.
Sure.
That just eventually like, you know, like entangle and wear him down.
Sure. As it starts, FR3Z starts overconfident. He sees you coming and he's not impressed by you. Goes,
foolish, fragile, squishy, organic, you have stepped into the wrong arena.
This is my domain.
And even as you land those first couple tendrils onto him, he's all,
you will submit to me.
And the lights
unscrewing his head from his body and then walk away with it.
Yes, the lights just go off on his eyes in the real world, and we cut back to Anarchy standing in front of the deactivated FR3Z. Lowe's cab pulls around to the back. I assume Zhen, you got into the cab at some point, or did you follow Anarchy over here?
I was looking for the man in black.
Ah, look, Lo, Anarchy's right there, next to, I don't know what Anarchy is doing. It's a little, well, it's with a droid, so it's nothing I haven't seen before.
So, yeah, the cab comes low, and I don't know how you're going to get the droid and everybody into this thing. I don't know if you strap him to the hood or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's industrial magnet, you stick him on the roof.
Strap him to the front like you do with a deer.
Exactly. So now we have Lo, we have Harl, Skip, Anarchy, FR3Z. Are we leaving the Porg just sitting there on a ramp by himself? Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor little Porgy.
I would like to flip a light side point to dark and just have the little baby carriage start to roll.
into the tide of gongs.
towards danger.
Yes,
we don't see anything. It just starts to roll.
Yeah, it just rolls to the left off camera as it disappears off of our sight.
Like into danger.
If I may, before we leave, I will order the bomb droid to wander over to I can never say his name.
Mokshak,
and just fulfill its purpose.
Jeez, detonate.
All right. So, yeah. So, Mokshak in this already got hit by one plasma grenade. He's struggling. He's wheezing and laying there. Sees a gonk droid. Tries to put his hand on it to force himself up. And right when his hand touches it, he pushes down. And you just from the outside, we just hear the explosion. The smoke just billows out.
Gonk.
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 And yeah, that's everybody inside. Trying to figure out. So, Jen, how are you ending this? Everyone else is in a cab. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the man in black. I will tell you guys. Go ahead. I'll meet you up. The gem is in the drink pouch in the freezer.
All right. So everyone in the cab is taking off and leaving. The law enforcement have arrived. Did we ever say what color he was? Was he green, your friend, Jen?
Green, yeah.
Okay. And then what was the species? I didn't write it down. I just wrote his name down.
Lappy.
Yes, a green Lappy in his, or there, I don't know if we gendered him, in their... Yeah.
With a name like Benedict Northrop Frye, the third.
All right. So this green Lappy in his police uniform comes walking in with a huge handlebar mustache and just walks through and sees mechanical dinosaurs stomping on gonk droids. People just passed out shrapnel. There's smoking craters where Mokshok was, where Noose and Ja were. And he walks over and sees Jen. And when was the last time he saw you?
Probably 2 years ago when I left.
And he goes,
Jin, is that you? Are you a part of all this?
I was security detail for the auctioneer. What are you doing here, B3?
Somebody blew up a building. It's kind of my job to be here.
Well, I can tell you that the only one of the leaders that made it out alive is Neslia.
So he did what he said he was going to do. Huh. Oh, I didn't think he could do it. Well, I'm glad you're back on our side, Jin. I know you've been gone, but it's good to see you back. You can always come back, you know. We're trying to clean up Nar Shaddaa, for what it's worth. We're trying to make things right.
Well, I'll make no promises, but start with our casino. You'll find some interesting things there.
What you say after all this gets wrapped up, we go and try get a drink for old time's sake. Maybe talk about new times.
Yeah, for now, I've got a couple of kids I gotta go meet.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @FlightRiskPod and on Facebook. The auction at the Eberhardt and Associates Museum is close. The auction at the Eberhardt and Associates Museum is closely. Blah, 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 blah. Quickly. Will the trio of Skip, Jan, and Art. Blah, blah, blah. I can't talk today. Will the trio of Slib... I still can't talk. Or will the... I can't talk today.